I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2007, nearly 200,000 Christians were killed for their faith in Jesus Christ. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says Christmas could be a difficult time for Christians, especially in countries like Indonesia, which has a major Muslim population. Churches that draw many people could face trouble. However, as Christians celebrate Christmas, it's also a natural evangelistic opportunity. Kandelin says,
they will ask why they celebrate Christmas, and that, of course, gives the Christians a possibility to share about the birth of Jesus Christ.
Pray for safety and courage for believers in the persecuted countries. Next, India's Supreme Court has again delayed a decision that could grant equal rights to Christian Dalits. Two Christian ministries are joining forces to help them. Gospel for Asia and American Family Radio just kicked off an initiative that'll allow donors to reach out to this group by purchasing chickens, sewing machines, and water buffaloes. Hundreds of millions of Dalits live in utter poverty. GFA says the project will be a tremendous open door to share the gospel, which could change eternal futures. And Book of Hope International has worked in Mexico since 2000. Their illustrated gospels have been handed out to about 1 million kids a year. However, this year, that number shot up to about 10 million thanks to partnerships. One of those partnerships is with a Samaritan's Purse Christmas outreach called Operation Christmas Child. Richard Luna says,
they reach out to about 600,000 children every year in the different states. But also, for the first time, we're going to target 500,000 children with the Book of Hope visual version, which is the God Man.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.